Welcome to the Casual Comics Cast with your hosts, Joe Bankus and Mo Sullivan. In the inaugural edition of the podcast, they'll be breaking down, in the least timely manner ever, Captain America's Civil War. Plus, Mo tries to comprehend Civil War II, issue number one, and Black Panther, also issue number one from Marvel Comics.
Hey, Maureen, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going great. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, a little of this, a little of that. Getting ready to hopefully have this podcast
go viral.
How you feeling about the podcast so far?
I'm anxiously awaiting all of the episodes that we're going to create together.
I'm really looking forward to this. My blog was getting a little tedious and hard to keep updated, and so maybe this will be a little easier way for me to talk about comic books. I really don't know that much about the recent comic book scene. I've been reading comics my entire life, which is longer than I would care to admit. How about you?
So I am one of four siblings. I have an older sister and a younger brother and an older brother. And since I was smack in the middle between my brothers, I grew up trying to fit in with them. So that's where my surface level interest in comics comes into play.
Sorry, did your brothers read comics?
They did read comics.
And who were their favorite comics?
You know what? I don't know who their favorite comics were, but we had every single one of the action figures.
Which action figures did you have?
They had like Spider-Man, Hulk, Green Lantern was a big hit. I think Kevin, my older brother's favorite, was Green Lantern.
Well, Green Lantern is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing. Obviously, Superman, Batman, I mean, all of those characters. And so as I was growing up, trying to fit in with them, they would go see the movies as they came out, and I would always go with them. And so I would say I have probably more knowledge than a 26-year-old girl in comic books. So that's where I'm at. And I never read their comic books, but I would occasionally skim through and look at the pictures and then quickly get bored.
What kind of comics?
No idea.
Well, then it's hard to follow the story. It's like comic books are like a soap opera for teenage boys a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you got to get into it and follow it and understand who the characters are over time. That's part of my problem. My problem is I read comics heavily for 5 years at a time, and then I stop reading them for 5 years, and then I start again. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea. There's like five Spider-Mans right now, and I don't know which one's which or why.
Right. There's like a black one, a blue one, a happy one, an angry one. You can't keep up.
Right. I mean, angry Spider-Man, he might be, I don't know why he's angry. Maybe he...
Emo, yeah.
Yeah, emo Spider-Man. That would be a good one. They should have an emo Spider-Man. So, yeah, it's hard for me to say. I dropped out of comics for a while, and then I remember getting back into comics, and I went into the comic book store, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, what should I be reading? And he said, well, what do you like? And I said, I like Spider-Man. And he said, do you know what's going on in Spider-Man right now? And I had no idea. He said, well, let me tell you about the Clone Wars. I was like, what? Clone Wars?
What?
And this was way before the Star Wars movies. There's like clones of Spider-Man, and I have no idea what was going on. And I picked one up, and I could not figure it out. And that's where I feel like I am today. I go into a comic book store, and unless it's issue number one of something, I have no idea what's going on. And even then, sometimes it's shaky.
Right. So would you say a true comic book fan would have to keep up with this pretty much every day? Like, how often does it change? Is it every week? Is it every month?
Yeah, I think it does. It's like you have to be in it every week.
That is exhausting.
That's too much. There's like my favorite movie of the last year was Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see Deadpool?
That was great.
Do you want to know what's going on in Deadpool?
It's still going. It didn't end when the movie ended.
No, like in the comics.
Oh, sure. What's going on?
Would it surprise you to know that there's a lady Deadpool?
Is that his wife that he, or is it a different one?
No, that's a different. It's Lady Deadpool. A lady version of Deadpool.
Oh, so she had the same disease as him?
I have no idea. I just see there's a Deadpool and she has a ponytail.
Well, now I'm curious.
What about zombie Deadpool, who's just a head right now?
What?
In fact, they call him Headpool.
No!
Yeah, he's the severed head of a zombie Deadpool from a different dimension, and he hangs out with them.
So there's just a head? Why can't they just come up with the new story? Why do they have to keep it in the family of Deadpool?
Okay, one more. What about Squirrelpool?
No, that's not real. No way.
That's 100% real. There is a tiny squirrel with a Deadpool mask on and two swords. I'm not even joking.
Who created that? I need to talk to them.
I actually think that was created, if I remember right, it was an April Fool joke, and Marvel put it on their webpage, and so many people thought it was hilarious and went nuts for it. They're like, yep, put Squirrelpool in the comics. There's also a dog pool.
Why don't they just stop? Is someone going to tell them to stop it?
I don't know. But that's, to answer your question, yes. If you want to know what's going on in comics, you have to like be laser focused. And I cannot be laser focused. But I do like to check in every once in a while and say, hey, I remember She-Hulk. How's she doing?
Right. I was going to say, do they have e-comic books now, or are they all still the printed versions that you'd have to buy?
They do have e-comic books, but they're not super popular as far as I can tell, because for many people who read comic books so diligently, like every week, their only time to socialize with any other human being is to go to the comic book store.
So do they have subscription services, or do they always have to go to the store?
I you know what? I don't know. We can find out. Let's explore the world of comics, Mo.
We will. I'm excited. So many questions.
All right. So as a baseline, let's just start off with a quiz.
Okay.
It's a comics quiz for Mo.
What I wanted to find out, what is your comic book knowledge? And people think that they know a lot about comics because they see the movies. And you've seen the movies, right? Yeah. So what movies have you seen so far?
I've seen all the Marvel movies. We've got pretty much the Avengers, Captain America.
Okay. And who are the Avengers?
Tony Stark and Thor and what's that girl's name? Scarlett Johansson.
Yep, Scarlett Johansson. She's an Avenger.
I don't know what she does, but she wears like leather pants. Yeah, and then I've seen Ant-Man and Captain America, Iron Man, and the Hulk.
Wow, I'm impressed. I think you got them all.
Oh, and all the X-Men.
All the X-Men. You know the X-Men too? Holy cow. Okay, let's do the X-Men real quick.
Do I have to name them?
Well, you named Scarlett Johansson as an Avenger, so go for it.
Wolverine.
Halle Berry,
Halle Berry, yeah. I was thinking of her because she's Storm. She's Storm. Halle Berry, Storm.
And Will Smith should be a guy too, right?
Will Smith isn't in X-Men.
No, but he's in that other movie that we watched the trailer
Suicide,
for, right?
Bombers or Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got Scarlett Johansson, you got Halle Berry, but what about Peter Parker?
Oh, Spidey.
AKA your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. So no, you got a grasp on the Marvel Universe. I'm impressed by so far. So you feel like you know them?
Totally. I feel like I know.
Yeah, you know the Marvel Universe.
I feel like I know a lot.
Have you read any of the comics at all?
No.
Okay. So this quiz is just designed to level set your Marvel knowledge, and it's just you pick between the two. I'm going to give you two names of characters, and you tell me which one is a Marvel character. Some are heroes, some are villains, but you tell me which one is a Marvel character, okay?
Okay.
Number one, number two, which one's a Marvel character? The Thing or The Rock?
The Thing.
The Thing. You know The Rock, right?
Yeah, WWE.
Yeah, WWE, Dwayne Johnson. You should know that.
Yeah, he's in The Mummy Returns, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't follow Dwayne Johnson's career that closely. Do you?
Well, he's got a show on HBO right now.
Does he? What show is that?
He's on Ballers.
Ballers? He's on, like, The Tooth Fairy is what I know him from. Because my kids watch The Tooth Fairy, right? But, so Thing is a superhero, a Marvel comic superhero. For a bonus point, can you tell me what hero squad or team the Thing is a member of?
No. Is he an Ant-Man? I've actually never seen Ant-Man.
No, the Thing is a member of the Fantastic Four.
Oh, I saw that like 10 years ago.
Yes, and they've made that movie many, many times since then. So the Thing is Benjamin Grimm, and he was in college with Mr. Fantastic, I think, and they stole a rocket together and got to outer space, and they got bombarded by cosmic radiation. I don't know. The Thing is a dude who's covered in orange rocks.
So they named him The Thing. They couldn't have come up with a better name for him.
I don't know. So the Fantastic Four is Mr. Fantastic, because he's fantastic, because obviously. So I tell you, Mr. Fantastic, what do you think his powers are?
Looking good and killing bad people.
Looking good and feeling fine. He can stretch. His body.
Okay.
Then the Invisible Woman.
Who played her in the movie?
I think she was Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I saw.
You saw that one. And Chris Evans was which character in that movie?
Thing 2.
That's Dr. Seuss. Thing 1 and Thing 2. He's Captain America in the movies now, but he was the Human Torch in the original Fantastic Four movie. And then the Thing is the dude from The Wire, Michael Chiklis, right? But you don't see him very much because he's just covered in rocks. So I thought that might trick you, the Thing or the Rock, but you got that. Good job. So yeah. Number 2, which one's a Marvel hero, the Banana Man or the NFL Super Pro?
The Banana Man.
Sorry. It seems weird. But the Marvel Comics group published a series where NFL Super Pro was a hero. And I cannot tell you off the top of my head. I was looking for it earlier. But his origin, I'm going to read this to you. This is from Wikipedia, so to be fair. NFL Super Pro was published by Marvel Comics. It started in 1991, ended after 12 issues, and NFL Super Pro has been called one of the worst comics in recent Marvel Comics history.
Yeah, well, if it was Banana Head, it probably really would have been a lot better.
I know. I just invented Banana Head. Banana Man. He probably would have been better. Banana Head is even better.
Yeah.
Like, so what would Banana Head do?
Well, a lot of people don't like bananas, so maybe he would just shoot out bananas at people.
Would he have a banana for a head?
Probably.
So I'm now finding NFL Super Pro. In the comic, his secret identity is Phil Grayfield. That's like a horrible name.
That's so bad.
It's like bland guy.
Yeah, they've done better with Peter Parker and...
Yeah.
What's Superman's name?
Clark Kent, but that's not Marvel. They all try and do that whole Peter Parker, Clark Kent, where they have the same sound at the beginning of their names. That's the thing. Yeah. So Phil Grayfield, he's an ex-NFL American football player who survived a freak accident and wears a near-indestructible football uniform. That's his power. Are you impressed?
So does he care? No. No. So does he do anything football related other than his uniform?
I think he might kick extra points. I'm not sure. So what would make you read an NFL Super Pro comic? Like, what would you expect?
Pictures of Tom Brady.
Well, I know. I would love to see that too. I'd just buy a whole... If they had 26 four-color like pages of Tom Brady, I would read that all day, every day.
Seriously, I don't think I would read that.
Okay, no. NFL Super Pro, terrible idea. Mo, you're 1-for-1.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Next, Captain Canada or The Whizzer?
The Whizzer.
Do you need me to pronounce those, use them in a sentence, or?
No, I think I feel confident about Captain Canada.
You seemed really confident about the Whizzer a moment ago.
I don't know. Just which one is it?
Well, which one do you think? You got to pick. You're either going to the buzzer or the dinger.
Captain Canada.
Oh, sorry. You should not switch your answer. Just stick with your initial. You would have gotten this. When on a trip to Africa, he was bitten by a cobra and saved by a transfusion of mongoose blood. And then he discovered he developed super speed. Because, you know, that's what happens, right?
Yeah. That's what happened with Spidey.
Yeah. That's what happened with Spidey. Have you ever been bitten by an animal?
A jellyfish.
Did you get, like, jellyfish powers from that?
No.
What? So this was the Whizzer. This was, like, during World War II. Did you see Captain America, any of those movies?
I did.
Okay, so Bucky Barnes, right? You remember him?
Was he the one who was frozen?
That's a very vague question because many people have been frozen. Which one are you talking about? Who is frozen?
Bucky.
Yes.
Is that, that's Captain America's friend?
Yes, that's his Captain America's BFF, Bucky.
Yeah.
He invited the Whizzer to join the Liberty Legion in order to rescue the invaders who had been brainwashed by the Red Skull. Does that clear anything up for you?
No, actually, no, not at all.
So where? What do you? What? So you've seen Captain America, right? And you know Bucky Barnes.
Yeah. Yeah, but how does the Whizzer fall into this?
Well, he was bitten by a cobra. I don't know, but I know he is. I love the Whizzer because somehow my favorite characters are the Vision and Scarlet Witch, and he's involved with them in some way that he is. Some way the Scarlet Witch's father or grandfather, I don't even know, but I love the Whizzer, and he's an old guy now. He was in a team called the All Winners Squad, which I wish I could be a part of.
Okay, who else is in that squad?
You know what? I'm going to have to figure that out. I don't know. But that's a great question.
Maybe our listeners know.
Who do you think would be in the All Winners Squad?
Maybe the NFL star?
NFL Super... I don't know. I don't know what their record was, right? So, if yeah. NFL Super Pro, I don't even know what team he's on. I feel like there's a lot of unanswered questions. You're bringing it up, Mo. These are great points.
Yeah, thank you.
So, the all-winners squad was Captain America, Bucky, the Human Torch... And I don't know if you know, the Human Torch had a sidekick named Toro, who was like a little miniature Human Torch. He's like a teenage Human Torch. And the Submariner, the Whizzer, and Miss America.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Miss America.
So I will leave it there, because in the future, now you finally know there's a Miss America, and you know as much about her as I do, and now you're becoming a Marvel Comics fan.
All right, I feel great about this.
Good. All right, next question. Which one's real, Wonder Man or Fly Guy?
Wonder Man.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Wonder Man.
They just came out with that, didn't they?
I don't know if they just came out with it. What do you mean they just came out with it?
Like he's new. Isn't he new?
No, he's really old, and he constantly goes back and forth between being dead and alive in the comics.
So didn't he come after Wonder Woman?
No. Well, I mean, Wonder Woman came out in, like, the 1930s, so he probably came out after her at some point. Mm. But Wonder Man, no, he's also somebody you'll learn more about as you delve into the Vision and the Scarlet Witch, if you choose to do that. But I think, I actually do think that he's going to be in one of the upcoming movies, and he's going to be played by, what's the dude's name from Firefly and Castle? You know who I'm talking about?
No idea.
Oh my gosh, Nathan Fillion.
Mm-mm.
You don't know Nathan Fillion? Captain Hammer?
Nope. Oh
boy, you got a lot to learn, Mo. Nathan Fillion, he's a great actor. I think he's playing Wonder Man in an upcoming, like, one of the Netflix series or something. But I don't really know either. So, which one of these is real? Shang-Chi or Yoshi?
Yoshi.
Yes, Yoshi is real, but Yoshi is a Mario character. It's a trick question.
Yes, yeah, Super Mario Kart.
Yes, Super Mario Kart. Not a Marvel hero, though. Sorry, it was a trick question. I should have told you that. Shang-Chi was the master of Kung Fu in Marvel Comics. So, he literally, his name means the rising of the spirit. He's often called the master of Kung Fu. And, he just, like, fights dudes with his bare fists and feet and his bare chest, too.
Nice. And he hasn't been in any of the Marvel movies yet, has he?
No. We'll see. Like, the Iron Fist series is coming up. He seems like a natural tie-in. because Iron Fist is coming, and he's a master of kung fu, so why can't Shang-Chi come on with him?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, is there any reason you can see that Shang-Chi wouldn't show up?
Well, he lives far away, probably.
That's a good point.
Aren't they always fighting in the... Well, no, they're actually Marvel. They fight all around the world.
Yeah, but like Iron Fist is going to be in New York, I would assume, because that's where all the other Marvel heroes are.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming.
That's a great point, though. Maybe with Shang-Chi, he won't be able to make it. Like, the airfare is too much.
Yeah, super expensive these days.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think it costs to fly from the Himalayas?
$1,500 round trip.
That's probably... that might be first class.
Yeah, but don't you think if he's a superhero, he's going to fly first class?
Good point, but yeah, no. He might be flying... Is he flying east to west or west to east? Where are you flying from if you're coming from the Himalayas to New York? Either... Can you go to kayak.com and find out what the price on that flight is?
Yeah, let me do it.
Okay, yeah. Because Shang-Chi, if you see his costume, he wears a traditional, like, the karate outfit, the gi, with the belt. But his like, normally he's showing his chest and his ab muscles, because I would if I had those chest and ab muscles. But it doesn't seem to have any pockets. I don't know where he'd keep his credit cards. Like, maybe he's got it on Apple Pay. Who knows?
So we're looking at anywhere from like $900 to $3,500.
Okay, so I'm feeling like Iron Fist would have to spot him, because Iron Fist is like a billionaire, like Tony Stark, who knows kung fu.
Right.
Shang-Chi, he couldn't pony that up. He's like living off the land. I don't know. All right, so this one's going to be a little, like, they get trickier as I keep going, right? So it's Shang-Chi and Yoshi. Yoshi's real, but a Mario character. How about this one? Hulk Girl or Spider-Woman?
Spider-Woman.
Yes, you got that right off.
I felt really confident about that.
How did you know?
Because if Hulk Girl got angry, what kind of clothes would she rip off?
I don't know, but I'd buy that comic book.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Not at all. Do you know there is a She-Hulk?
No.
There's actually a character named She-Hulk. I thought this one would trick you, but you were right on it. You're right on Spider-Man. So let's go next. This one's going to be like, I'm sorry. I feel like bad asking you this one. Lady Needle or Lady Stilt Man?
Lady Stilt Man.
What? How do you know that?
I can picture Lady Stilt Man, not Lady Needle.
Well, Lady Needle, I think, was actually a character at some point in a different comic series that was not Marvel. Stilt Man was a villain in the Daredevil TV, or the Daredevil comics, and somehow they decided, let's give a lady version of that villain. So, there was a Lady Stiltman. Good job.
What's my score?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Let's go back and look. Okay, so you got the thing. You missed Banana Man. That's 1-1. Missed Captain Canada, 1-2. Got Wonder Man, 2-2. Shang-Chi missed that one, 2-3. Spider-Woman, 3-3. Lady Stilt-Man, 4-3. You're on the positive side.
Great.
You're better than 50-50. Okay. Because the next one's a little bit tricky. Which one of these is real? A Marvel character. So you gotta consider this. Which one's a real Marvel character? Bouncing Boy or Walrus?
Bouncing Boy.
Oh, you like so close, but Bouncing Boy was a DC character that was really terrible. Walrus was created when his uncle Humbert, a janitor, had a go at some technology and after many tries managed to give Hubert, his nephew, superpowers. So it was really terrible. They tried Zeta Beams.
They tried what?
Yes. Yeah, his uncle tried to give him powers using Zeta Beams, but it only altered the molecular structure of his underwear.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is real. This is what comic books are like, Maureen. So, yeah, that one was a tough one. So now you're 50-50. You're 4-4.
Okay.
This is the... Oh, we got two more to go, okay? Which one of these is real? The Red Bee or Squirrel Girl?
Oh, shoot. This one's hard because I could picture both of them.
It's tough, right?
The Red Bee.
Ah, sorry.
No!
Squirrel Girl. Squirrel Girl is actually the star of one of the most popular Marvel comics right now. The unbeatable Squirrel Girl. You would not have thought of this, but I mean, she has the power to talk to squirrels and give them commands, but also to do other squirrel-like things, I guess. So the comic's really good. I would highly recommend it. And maybe I will give you a copy of the Squirrel Girl to read. It's very funny, but Squirrel Girl is hugely popular right now.
I had no idea.
So are you interested at all in the Squirrel Girl comic, or...
Yeah, I could get down with that. I'd read it.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you're what? You're like 500 right now.
All right. That's pretty good for my first quiz.
Do you want a tiebreaker, or do you want to just call it good?
No, let's go for a tiebreaker.
Boy, I don't know. I got a tough one, or I got an easy one. Mo, what do you want?
Give me the tough one.
The tough one? Okay, which one of these is real? A Marvel character. Blinky or Moonstone?
Moonstone.
You got it! All right, good job! You finish above 500. I thought I would trick you with the Blinky question. That is a Pac-Man ghost, obviously. It's like Yoshi. I had to throw it in. Blinky. What'd you think?
That was fun.
Hey, what else do you want to do?
I want to watch more movie trailers.
Okay, that sounds good. What do you know about Doctor Strange?
I saw a preview for Doctor Strange when I went to the movies to see Captain America Civil War. I noticed the actor that plays Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch, which is one of my favorites.
He is good.
That's all I remember, I think, from Doctor Strange.
Okay, well, since that time, another trailer has come out. Second Doctor Strange trailer. So I emailed you the second Doctor Strange trailer. Pull it up and let's watch it together.
Okay.
Hey, it's time to watch the trailer.
All right, everybody, shut up. It's coming on.
Doctor Strange. You think you know how the world works?
I'm intrigued.
How do I get from here to there?
How did you become a doctor?
Study and practice, years of it.
There's a strength to him.
But is he ready?
Be careful which path you travel down, Strange. Stronger men than you have lost their way.
Oh, God! What's up with his eye?
In pain. You'll die protecting this world.
I can't do this.
There is no other way.
So what do you think?
That looks awesome.
So what do you know about Doctor Strange?
I honestly don't know anything. And I don't think I've ever heard of him before.
So he's a doctor.
Okay.
And his name is Stephen Strange.
Oh, cool.
So is that like a made-up superhero name? That's like his name.
Yeah, I like this. It's like
if you look him up in the phone book and it says Doctor Strange.
Okay, yeah. Seems pretty logical right now. I like it.
Yeah. So what do you want to know about Doctor Strange? What are you intrigued about?
Okay, so I want to know when he developed his powers. Also want to know what his powers are. I also want to know, is that purple cape give him powers or is he just wearing that because he's a superhero? And like, who is coaching him and what do they do?
Okay, so I don't know if I can answer all those. Let me think about this. So he is Stephen Strange. He's a doctor. And then he gets in a car crash, right? I think you saw that in the first trailer. And it crushes his hands and he can't be a surgeon anymore. And he gets really depressed. And he goes to find himself in the Himalayas, in Tibet or something like that. And he meets this mystic order of monks. And he trains and studies magic and becomes the sorcerer supreme of Earth. His job is to protect Earth against all magical threats.
Okay. Can you repeat that?
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I remember it all. Doctor Strange. So he's Sorcerer Supreme of Earth. He has magical powers, and he is to fight all the other magical dudes. So, like, Thor was from Asgard, and Thor fought all the Asgard dudes. And then Guardians of the Galaxy. Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I didn't.
What?
Oh, sorry. I know.
How is that possible? All right, you need to see Guardians of the Galaxy. It's really good.
We'll work on it.
Chris Pratt's in it. He's good in everything.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'll see it.
All right. So anyway, they defend outer space, and Doctor Strange defends Earth against magic stuff because he learns magic because he's really smart. So you asked, like, that cape. Do you think that? I mean, what do you think of the cape? What's your speculation?
So it was in a glass case. So I'm thinking maybe there was someone before him that did this job and he has to take over defending the bad guys on Earth. Does that sound right?
Why would he be defending the bad guys on Earth?
I take it back. He's not defending the bad guys. He just looks so evil.
No, he's defending. He's the good guy.
Okay, he is defending humanity on Earth.
Yes. And he has... I don't know about the cape, but that little medallion he has in the middle is called the Eye of Agamotto, and it has magical powers, and they give it to him to help him. And I don't know why his cape floats around except that he's a magic guy. And the lady who trains him, I don't even remember her name, but there's a big controversy right now because in the comic books, she's a man.
And they're upset that in the movie she's a woman, but she also doesn't have hair in the movie.
Apparently, I think what people are less upset about is in the comic books, she's Asian, and they have changed that too. So it's like, which one's worse? I don't know. It's everybody's in a race to be offended who are comic book fans. I think comic book fans are more upset about the gender switch, but I don't know. I think sometimes they have to change things in movies because of the overseas markets. You can't have certain things happen. I don't know. So overall, Doctor Strange, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Two thumbs up.
Wow, two thumbs up. That was not even an option.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like Batman Begins and Karate Kid.
What? What? What reminded you of Karate Kid? I would love to know.
Just like, you know, he's got a mentor and a coach and someone's training him to fight.
That's every movie. That's Rocky. And what reminded you of Batman Begins?
Because they're in the mountains and he's with his whoever the coach is or mentor. And it
I want to see that trailer. I want to see that. It's like Batman Begins meets Karate Kid, Doctor Strange in theaters.
Yeah, they all kind of have the same. I don't know. To me, they all are the same.
They're the same. He knows magic. It would be more. It would be, I don't even know who else knows magic. Like, who'd be in part of that movie?
Harry Potter.
That would make more sense. Oh, it's Harry Potter meets Batman Begins. Then he casts Avada Kedavra or whatever that spell is, and ta-da! Earth is saved. Here's your cape. All right. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're excited to see it. We'll have to see how that goes. In the meantime, sorry you saw another movie not so recently, right?
Yes. I think it was mid-July.
And so the movie is that we're talking about Captain America Civil War, which came out in May. You saw it in July. And now, 2 months later, we're talking about it.
Yeah, we'll see how well I remember the movie.
Well, and people wonder why I don't know much about comics. It's this. We get busy, right?
Yeah, we take too long of breaks in between.
Well, I mean, comics can't be the centerpiece of our lives.
Right.
So you saw Captain America Civil War.
Yes, I did.
So leading up to that, we talked about the other Marvel movies you've seen, right?
Yes.
You saw Ant-Man, right?
I actually did not see Ant-Man. I lied about it.
Thank you. Thank you for being truthful this time.
Just wanted to fit in again. But to be fair about Ant-Man, the trailer was like 6 minutes long, and I felt like I saw the whole movie just watching the trailer.
Okay, well, I mean, that's fair. You know, it did give away a lot of the secrets, but yep. But everybody loves Paul Rudd. I mean, come on, it's a Paul Rudd movie.
Yeah.
But Ant-Man, I get it. It's not the most interesting title.
Right.
I mean, there's probably other insect man combinations you can put together that might be better than Ant-Man.
Oh, totally.
I can't think of any off the top of my head. Can you?
Like Beetlejuice. I would see Beetlejuice. That sounds like a good title.
But it sounds like a beetle crossed with juice. Should not be delicious. A human centipede?
No. Nope. Would not go to that one.
That could be a good superhero. I think they ruined it with the title Human Centipede. What about Stink Bug Dude?
Stink Bug Dude. Yeah, that works.
Stink Bug Dude Lady.
Now there's a spin to that one. There's got to be some sequels coming.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so let's stop talking about insect people and talk about Captain America Civil War. So, what did you think?
I really enjoyed watching it, but I really can't remember what the storyline was.
And, yeah, I think that's a lot of the movies. So, let me...
All I just know is that everyone was fighting, and I don't really remember who the bad guy was.
Okay, let me name some characters for you, and you tell me what you remember about that character in the movie and what you thought. What about Captain America? What was Captain America in that movie?
Captain America didn't want to listen to the government, and he was still going to fight no matter what because it was right for the country.
Right. Why didn't the government want him to fight?
Because they keep destroying cities and killing innocent people.
They do. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, they are reckless.
So an Iron Man, obviously, on the opposite side.
He wanted to quit. He was probably tired. Maybe he was a little out of money. And he didn't want to fight anymore.
Where did his money go?
Well, he's been spending a lot of it lately. I'm guessing Gwyneth Paltrow probably did his finances for him. So
his accounting wasn't good. I always think like Iron Man must be like the Steve Jobs of the Marvel Universe, right? Like he invents this stuff and like everybody would want to buy it. Like, wouldn't you want to buy his?
Well, yeah. And you know what? That sparked a memory because he was like the Steve Jobs when he spoke to that university. And I think why he didn't want to fight anymore was when that mother talked to him about her son.
Right. But
yeah.
But like in the Marvel universe, like that phone he has that has like holographic display and everything like that, why does he not just patent that and sell it to people?
Yeah.
Then brilliant. Then he would have all the money. But maybe he has brilliant. Maybe he has all the money already. If I had an Iron Man suit, I would have a lot of money.
Oh yeah, we do.
What would you do if you had an Iron Man suit?
I'd just probably fly to a bunch of different cool places around the world.
Okay. That's respectable. So there's Captain America and there's Iron Man, but where did Bucky? What did you think of him?
So that was the dude with the metal arm, right?
Yeah, you're tracking really well. He was Bucky in the Captain America movies, and now he's the Winter Soldier.
Yes.
He had a robot arm, right?
Yep.
What do you remember about him?
I just remember... actually, nothing. I did not really try to retain that information in my brain. I can't find it.
If you saw him again in a movie, would you remember him?
It depends, because if it's over a year, maybe not. But right now, yes, I know what he looks like.
And what does he look like?
He's got longish hair.
Don't try and fool me again.
Longish brown hair and a metal arm.
Right, greasy, yeah.
Yeah, greasy.
Okay, so other characters in the movie, Hawkeye.
So here's the thing. I don't really... Well, first of all, is this the one with the bow and arrow?
Yeah, bow and arrow guy.
Okay, so I think I saw a movie with him a couple of years ago, and then I really liked him.
Yeah?
And then I saw him in this pop-up, and I don't remember where I met him before.
Too long in between.
Yeah, so too long. I didn't even know his name.
Would you see a solo Hawkeye movie if they just made one about him? Like Jeremy Renner just shooting dudes with a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of him.
From what?
I don't know. You have to tell me.
Come on. The Hurt Locker, right?
Oh, no. I was talking about... I've seen his character in another movie before. Like, oh. was he in Wolverine or something?
He was in... No. Sorry, no. That's another conversation. You will never see the X-Men in any of the Marvel movies. Even though they're Marvel comics, you're on the right track. Lawsuit.
Well, who knows? Marvel keeps pulling in people left and right. I can't keep track.
I know, but they can't pull in the X-Men because we'll talk about it on another podcast. Okay. There's all kinds of legal garbage going on there that makes all fanboys super irritated, which is why people were super excited because Marvel got to put Spider-Man in this movie before they have never been able to do that legally.
Yeah, I was so surprised when I saw him.
What did you think of Spider-Man?
Well, I was a little confused why he was so young.
Because he's in the comic books, he's in high school. Well, it depends which version of Spider-Man, right?
Right.
But he's been a teenager, high schooler.
Okay.
So did that make it better for you, worse for you that he was so young?
I think worse.
I actually think if you remember the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, right?
Yeah.
He was in high school.
But he looked way older than this little twerp.
I know, but he was like getting shoved into his locker and stuff.
That's true.
So Tobey Maguire looked like a 25-year-old dude in high school, and this guy looks like a high schooler.
Yeah, but they can't take it back.
No take backs.
They can't take Tobey Maguire back.
What about Andrew Garfield? They took him back.
Oh yeah. I didn't really like that one.
It's all take backs all the time in comic books. Just be ready for it. People die and they come back and it doesn't make any sense at all.
So let's go back to Hawkeye. Did I meet him in the Avengers movie, maybe?
He I think was introduced in Thor, the first Thor movie.
Thor. Okay.
Where he was about to shoot Thor with an arrow and then he's like, "Hey, I like this dude."
Yeah.
In a non-romantic way. I like him.
Hey, where was Thor in Civil War?
That's a great question, and I have a great answer for you, and we can watch it at the end of this podcast.
Okay.
So remind me of that.
Okay.
People have been asking forever, where was Thor and where was Hulk? Nobody knows where they were and why they weren't in this movie. And the director of the new Thor movie gives a great answer.
Oh, okay.
So we'll cue that up. But yeah, Hawkeye, I barely remember what he did in Captain America Civil War, except he just showed up at that fight at the end.
Right.
So do you like the younger Spider-Man, older Spider-Man? Where are you at on Spider-Man?
Well, I actually like the younger one in this movie.
Okay, good. I did too. What did you think about Tony Stark hitting on his mom? Or his aunt, actually.
Oh, Aunt May?
Yeah.
That was funny. Like,
yeah, it was.
But it seems so weird, though, because the Spider-Mans that I know, she's so old.
I know, she is. She's supposed to be way old.
So then you find yourself being like, what year is this? Did this come? I'm trying to, like, it's like Star Wars. You're trying to figure out what movie came first, or maybe it's in reverse order.
So for real, how old is Miss Marissa Tomei, do you think?
In real life?
Yeah, how old is Marissa Tomei?
I don't know, like 54.
Okay, I'm looking it up. I'm Googling it right now. We'll see how close you are. 51.
Oh, sorry, Melissa. Or Marissa.
So yeah, a little young to play Aunt May, and a lot of comic book nerds are angry about that too, but I thought it worked.
All right.
Because in this movie, Peter Parker was not Tobey Maguire and did not look like a 30-year-old living with a 50-year-old.
Yeah, this movie did make more sense.
So what did you think of, The Vision?
Who's that?
He's the Vision, obviously. Guess. Go for it.
Is this the creepy, like, British guy with the red face?
Yeah, he is the creepy British guy with the red face, but he's not a guy. He's an android.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's tough to keep track of these things, except that I am obsessed with the Vision as a comic book character.
You are? Why?
That is actually one of the best comic books out right now. He has, like, I don't know, like, if you read the comics from the 80s with the Vision and the Scarlet Witch, that's even more soap opera for boys.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like he's in love with her, right?
He's in love with her, and in the comic books, Ultron created him. So if you remember Avengers Age of Ultron, I don't know if you saw that one.
Oh, yeah, I did.
But Ultron creates him, like makes him, and so he's like, ooh, Ultron's my dad, and he has all these dad issues of that his dad was a bad guy, and then he gets a mental implant from another dead person who comes back to life, and then he's like, that's my brother, because I have his mental imprint, and oh, then I marry, man. And then he marries the Scarlet Witch. They get married in the comics.
Oh.
Even though he's like a crazy android, weird, creeper, stalker dude,
yeah,
who has no human emotions.
I mean, come on. That was creepy when he walked through her wall without telling her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to step off, dude.
Privacy, man.
I did like it, though. She's one of my favorite characters, too, the Scarlet Witch. I like her a lot in the comics. She's, like, really badass. In the comics, it's weird. They get married, they have kids, and then that all gets undone. Oh, and by the way, see, this is where Marvel cannot cross over. In the comics, the Scarlet Witch, her dad is Magneto from the X-Men.
I'm confused.
So you know who Magneto is, right?
What does he look like again?
He's Ian McKellen.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, so he's her dad. She starts bad because her dad is bad, and he starts bad because he got created by a bad guy, and then they both turn good and fall in love. Anyway, so what did you think of the Vision in the movie?
I kind of felt bad for him, to be honest.
Why's that?
Well, no one was really listening to him, and then they just gave him the job to be a babysitter.
Yeah, because in the last Avengers movie, he was like the only dude who could pick up Thor's hammer. He was like super powerful.
Oh. Huh. I don't remember that.
Anyway, yeah, very memorable. But yeah, it's weird how these movies are getting so convoluted that casual fans like you can't remember it, whereas people like me who remember things tenaciously from the 80s clue into it. I don't know what people in between think.
Yeah.
So Black Panther was another new character in the movie. What did you think of Black Panther?
I liked him.
Okay, good.
Yeah, cool.
What do you remember about him?
He survived the big explosion, but his dad died.
Yep.
And I think he could have been good, but I am guessing he turns bad because of the ending.
So what were his powers?
What were his what?
What were his powers?
He just wears a black suit.
he's like Johnny Cash, right?
No, what did he do? Oh, he's got claws? Claws?
He has claws, yep. So the country he comes from makes this metal called vibranium. And his whole suit, I think, is made of vibranium. That's almost, it's like the same thing Captain America's shield is made out of, but he has it in a suit that he can run around in and claw people with.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like him.
Super cool. I liked him too. What about Storm?
No, we can't do that.
Why not?
Nope, we can't. She's an X-Men.
But what did you think of her in this movie?
Storm is not in Captain America.
Oh, that's awesome. I couldn't pull one over on you. I thought I'd sneak one in.
No.
I thought I'd sneak one in.
I'm getting good.
You're getting good at this. Last one, Giant Man. Do you remember the fight in the airport?
Oh, yes. Wait, yeah.
So Giant Man, right?
Yeah, and didn't Ant-Man like fight him?
I don't know. What do you remember? A fight in the airport, somebody grows giant man, right?
No, wait. I think that Ant-Man turned big.
You're right. In the movie, Ant-Man did turn big.
Okay. I knew it had something to do with Ant-Man.
But it's like in the comic books. Again, this is where people who read the comic books, they like put in these little crazy things for nerds. You never saw the Ant-Man movie, so I'm not going to go in to bother you about that. But in the comic books, Ant-Man was Ant-Man for a long time. And then his powers reversed and he could grow giant tall and he changed his name to Giant Man. He just was like, he's like one day, he's like, dude, don't call me Ant-Man anymore. I'm giant. You call me Giant Man now.
It's like those insecure short guys.
I think so. Or they want to be called like tough. like bald dudes who want to be named curly.
They like overcompensate. Yeah.
I'm Giant Man now. Don't like talk to me about Ant-Man. So no, literally it was interesting because in the movie he did grow big, but in the comic books, when he started growing big, he made everybody like, he was like, it reminds me of like Sting, you know, the actor / singer Sting. Like one day that dude, his name is Gordon. One day he woke up and he's like, listen, from now on, you just call me Sting.
Yeah, you can't really, it doesn't really stick like that.
I don't think it ever stuck for him. Everybody just eventually just calls him Hank now. They're like, hey, Hank, how's it going? Which is worse than all of those names put together.
You know what? Sting was just in Columbus and at the yoga studio I go to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I missed him. He was in the class earlier.
And what good stories did you hear about him?
I think he was really good at yoga.
Did he grow giant?
No.
Did he shrink down?
Probably.
That's awesome. So Sting was here in Columbus. I wish I had known that. I would have asked him to be on the podcast with us.
Shoot.
Dang it. Next time. So to wrap up like Civil War. So whose side are you on? Who did you think was right?
Well, here's my question, Joe. How did they pick sides? And then why? How come none of them asked, like, why are we fighting each other?
Well, I mean, like, Iron Man was a giant jerk, right?
Yeah.
Because he is.
Yeah.
I will still tell you what side I'm on. I was like, hey, the government says we have to limit ourselves and register and give them all the ability to tell us what to do because we can't figure it out ourselves. Oh, and Captain America, Captain America was like, listen, if I see something going on in the world that's messed up, I'm going to go punch some faces.
Yeah.
So it's like, which one's right?
Yeah, I would probably go with Captain America.
I mean, that's obvious because all the good people.
Depends, like, where I'm at in life, you know? If I'm, like, starting a family, slowing down, or if I was bored.
No. I don't know. I think pretty much everybody should universally accept that Captain America was right. If a good guy sees a bad guy doing something wrong, he should just step in and punch him in the face.
Right. Yeah.
That's what America is all about.
Is it?
Unilaterally deciding who to punch in the face.
Yeah.
See, the movie's deeper than you thought it was, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Never would have gotten there without your help, Joe.
Well, I had to read 12 painful comic books of the Marvel Civil War series where it was way more obvious of whose side you should be on. So that's it for Captain America Civil War. What should we talk about next time?
I feel like I need to...
Doctor Strange? Yeah. The next time we talk, Doctor Strange might already actually have been out for like 5 months.
Okay. Well, with our pace, that sounds like we're right on schedule.
Right on schedule.
I just need to learn more. I feel like I sound like a 8-year-old learning vocabulary words for the first time when I talk about comics.
That's what I like about the podcast is because I don't know what I'm talking about either, but you think I do because you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Nerds will listen to this comic book and or this podcast and they'll be like, that guy, what? He doesn't know anything.
Yeah, and then I say things like the guy with the greasy brown hair with the silver arm and he turns big and then hits him people. Like, I can't even speak English when I talk about it.
But how do millions of people see these movies and none of them comprehend it any more than you do?
That's true. I've seen a lot of the movies and it's not typical conversation you hear after leaving a movie theater, talking about the plot and what happened and characters. It's more just like, that was awesome!
And then stuff blew up.
That's it. There's really nothing. I mean, I know you wait till after the credits to see maybe who the next bad guy is, but I never really get those, so I just sit there.
So I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy is a big gap for you.
Like, what am I missing?
You're missing a lot. You're missing Chris Pratt being Chris Pratt because he's awesome. You're missing the two coolest characters in Marvel history on the big screen. Groot, who is a giant tree, and Rocket Raccoon, who is a small raccoon who carries around machine guns.
Does he talk?
Oh, yeah. It's Bradley Cooper.
When did this come out? I've never heard of it.
Over a year ago. So we'll pause there. How about this? We'll watch the trailer and we'll record just a tiny bit on the trailer when you see Guardians of the Galaxy. And then for the next full podcast, we'll talk about having watched Guardians of the Galaxy, what you thought.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Because obviously listeners want to know, what do two people who don't know anything about comic books think about a movie that came out 2 years ago? It's intriguing.
Intriguing, but they've never heard Mo and Joe talk about it.
No, they've never heard Mo and Joe talk about it. So there's one other thing. Sorry, you brought it up earlier in the podcast. Oh, where did Thor go? We'll talk about where did Thor go, too.
All right. I'm very interested.
All right. Well, this has been awesome, Mo. Thanks for chatting with me about comic books. And we'll do this again on a regular basis soon.
Sweet. Looking forward to it.
So any parting words?
Help me.
How about Excelsior?
Yes. if I had to get a grade for that, I would get a D-. So hopefully by the end of this, I will be in the A-plus area.
You don't want to be in the A-plus area. That's a bad place to be.
You're right, because then it would...
Nope. So we got a lot coming up. We got a lot going on. You got a lot to learn. I got a lot to learn. And we'll just keep exploring the wacky world of comic books together.
Cool.
From Joe, Mo, and your friendly neighborhood narrator, Jeff, thanks for joining us. We'd love to hear from you on Twitter at @CasualComicsCast, or check us out online at CasualComicsCast.com. Next time on the Casual Comics Cast, Joe and Mo dive into DC Silver Age. That should be fun.